what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tuesday, June 28th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. LAPD Chief Michael Moore says the police officer who died last month after he was injured in a training exercise at the police academy had not been beaten by other officers as part of a riot scenario. That allegation was made by the mother of 32-year-old Officer Houston Tipping. It came in a damages claim filed last week against the city of L.A. Chief Moore told the police commission today that's wrong.
Officer Tipping did not sustain any laceration to the head, any cut or otherwise to his head as a result of his fall to the ground when he and another officer during a training exercise fell to the ground. Officer Tipping was also not struck or beaten during this training session. He did grab or grapple with another officer and both fell to the ground, resulting in a catastrophic injury to his spinal cord.
Officer Tipping died 3 days later. Chief Moore says his injury was an accident. The chief also says he decided to speak today because the claim by Tipping's mother got a lot of media attention. Authorities now say 4 lives were lost in yesterday's collision between a dump truck and an Amtrak train in rural Missouri. As many as 150 people were injured inside the Southwest Chief. The train had left L.A. Saturday night, was due in Chicago last night. A commissioner in rural Chariton County says a farmer had told Missouri transportation officials more than 2 years ago that the crossing where the crash happened wasn't safe. The leadership at one of the largest funders of early childhood programs in California is changing. KPCC's Mariana Dale says the executive director of First 5 LA will leave at the end of the year.
First 5 LA is responsible for doling out LA County's share of California's tobacco tax for early childhood programs. Last year, it was about $80 million. Kim Belshay became the executive director in 2012 and says she's proud of the organization's work to expand home visiting programs that support new parents.
Investing in early childhood is an investment in prevention. And if we really, as a society, want to address criminal justice issues, economic issues, education issues, health issues, we have to focus on young kids.
During the pandemic, Belshay moved to Northern California to be closer to her parents and now plans to spend more time with them. First 5 LA's Board of Commissioners is determining the search process for a new executive director. Covering early childhood, I'm Mariana Dale.
After nearly 100 years, the beachfront property seized in a racist land grab by Manhattan Beach city officials has been returned to the descendants of the black couple who owned it. Charles and Willa Bruce ran a beachfront resort that catered to black families. In 1924, Manhattan Beach took their land through eminent domain. In 1995, Bruce's beach ended up with LA County. For the past year, supervisors Janice Hahn and Holly Mitchell have worked to give the land back to the Bruce family. The last vote to make that happen came today. Here's Supervisor Hahn.
We can't change the past. And we will never be able to make up for the injustice that was done to Willa and Charles Bruce a century ago. But this is a start.
Marcus and Derek Bruce, the great-grandsons of Charles and Willa, now own the land. It's valued at about $20 million. They will lease it back to LA County for $413,000 a year so the county lifeguard headquarters can stay. Remember the LAPD botched fireworks explosion last year in South LA? Officers confiscated a giant pile of illegal fireworks in a raid, tried to blow them up in a container for detonating explosives. They miscalculated. An enormous blast damaged or destroyed a number of homes and businesses. LA has paid 100 claims worth $280,000, another 269 claims still to process. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Sign support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.